Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 18th. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices were July corn down 2.25 cents at 798.5, July wheat down 26.5 cents at 1251, July beans up 3.5 cents at 1681.5. We did have a sale this morning, 229,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, 10 old crop, 219 new crop. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the market, but looks like it's probably a little bit of Chinese buying. The wheat lower overnight as the Kansas Wheat Tour showed a yield in Kansas of 39.5. That's down from 59.2 last year and down from 46.9 on average. Not as bad as I think a lot of people were expecting. Nebraska came in at 36.9. Which was even with the USDA. Colorado came in below the USDA. So, you know, we're seeing bad yields out there, and, you know, a lot of that's been put into this market already. The weather for the rest of the week kind of looks a little bit wet. We had some showers here this morning, pretty good showers. We had rains last night. So there are rains around, and that will certainly slow down planting activities in the Midwest, certainly in Illinois anyway. But it looks like the rain's a little bit more prominent this week. So, you know, I was hoping to see 80% planted by Monday night. I don't think we'll get there now with the rains that we've seen out here, which is a little disappointing. And that's a little bit friendly toward the corn, though December corn overnight was down 5.5 cents. So the market knows about all the rain, yet we're a little bit lower here overnight. Right now, the stock market's down 262 points. That's always a bit of a concern if the Dow takes a big drop out here. But, you know, we'll be waiting for more results from the Kansas Wheat Tour today. The guys out there in the field, you know, have cell phones and they can make tweets about what they're seeing. So it kind of trickles in, and the market certainly pays attention to that during the day. Really not much else out here. You know, I made a comment last night in my email that we see extreme volatility at contract highs and contract lows. Certainly yesterday from Monday night to Tuesday, 30 higher to 50 lower, rallied 80 cents. So we had a 75 cent break and an 80 cent rally. It really doesn't get much more volatile than that. So I don't know if this is a high or not, but it looks like we're running out a little bit of a steam here, particularly with today's lower action. Crude oil is up $1.22. That may help the beans and the corn just a little bit out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.